Ours to Protect on Beat.
If you're from North Wexford, you'll be familiar with Croken, the 211th highest mountain in Ireland, or the mountain that perches on the Wexford-Wicklow border with 11 80-metre high wind turbines.
We are seated at the foot of Croken Mountain, at the base of Croken Mountain. It's Raheen Lee Wind Farm is behind us and on Croken Mountain.
But we're not here about that wind farm today, no. We are here to work.
We have Breed and Mairead under the trees, and they're actually raking all those dead branches down and cleaning up that little area in there, right?
Okay.
So would you like to go into the little grotto
area? Yes.
And you will get some meditation while you're in there doing work, because that is how I actually, when I'm in there, I get carried away because the water's flowing. You're in nature.
Beautiful. And the woman directing us is the formidable Mary Graham, the chairperson of Croken Barrack Community Project.
So what would be lovely if you could clip the grass around the edge of the river.
Okay.
And clip the grass under the bench and at the back. And then what we do is put some nice fresh mulch down.
Lovely, lovely.
Would you like to do that?
I wish to do that. Have your tool?
I have all the tools you need.
The work today consists of a clear-up of an area called the Commons, a place that has become important to this community, with its beautiful stream, wildflowers, stone art, benches where you can spend some time with nature. It's a special place, but it wasn't always like this.
It's seated at the foot of Croken Mountain, and a beautiful area that's really many hill walkers pass by here, and just the River Ban actually flows by here. So in 2012, there was a big snow. And what happened was it uncovered an awful lot of debris and rubbish. And this ground here, the common ground area, was used as a dumping ground for years and years and years, way, way back. So I just thought, oh my goodness, it was a beautiful day. There was snow, but the snow had dampened down everything. You could see all the rubbish. So what I decided was that this needs to be cleaned up.
After an initial cleanup, Mary took a visit to Wexford County Council.
I went down blind into the environmental section with my iPad with a little video of the birds singing and all of the rubbish being unfolded and the sound of the river. No appointment, and the girl said, no, I don't think you're going to see anybody. But to my surprise, Cliona Connolly was available, and she came out, showed her the little video, and we had to set up a little committee in order to get funding or be recognised as a community project.
They were eventually granted some money to improve the local area.
Then the windmills were placed on top of Croken, and there were grants available to communities for doing work from CCAD, who have been really amazing, and we wouldn't have what we have here without their support.
Since then, Croken Barrack Community Project have done lots of jobs, such as getting a stone crusher in, they've had an ecological survey, planted wildflowers, and the Commons has become an important place for nature and for community.
My name is Nasa, and I teach in a local school at the foot of Croken Mountain, St. Patrick's National School, or more commonly known as Barnaclay in Johnstown. This project is so important for education. During lockdown, a lot of our pupils came up here because of the restriction with travel, and they had the river, they were able to bathe in the river, they were able to get in touch with nature, they were able to spend time amongst the trees. You know, in school, it's very important to teach about the global climate issues. However, it's far more impactful to teach children how to act themselves, to take personal responsibility, and to show them what they can do, the small changes that they can make, which has a knock-on effect.
So if everybody does a little, it helps a lot. It's about bringing people together as well, and it's about bringing them together in community, but in nature, so that they can go outside, hail, rain or shine. It doesn't matter what you're getting. When you're giving, you're receiving. Do you understand? So it's just, I'm very blessed, and I'm grateful for everybody who shows up for themselves and for the community.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Naman with a television licence fee, and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.